truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 37.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live your true purpose. What kind of future are we creating today? Wow, it's fascinating to watch us respond to the current challenging circumstances. I've witnessed firsthand in the media some things that make me ask, what kind of future are we creating today? The present and the past, according to the historian and philosopher David Carr, gets its sense from the background of comparable events to which it belongs. So if we are behaving as we are today, what will our future look like? Knowing the history of a group or an organization or a nation, for that matter, to which we belong, can help us understand the future. For example, family historical events shape future family relations. Seeing past events and ourselves as part of a still unfolding story and of something larger than ourselves allows us to make sense of the world. When we understand what is important to us about our past and present narrative, our values and our story, we can use this to shape our present and future. So why do stories about the organization's past get repeated? Why do we repeatedly tell stories about our past? Because it says something about something positive about the values that people want to preserve. It says something about who we are and what we stand for. In my humble opinion, once we recognize how history shapes culture, the importance of learning lessons from the past becomes clear. One of my clients once said to me, "We believe it is essential for every one of our partners and colleagues to understand our history and how our values were shaped over time. Although the context today is radically different from what it was 20 years ago, we can still draw lessons from understanding how previous generations of partners confronted challenges and opportunities and how they responded to them." She went on to say, which I think is quite significant, "The past and the present is kind of a screen upon which we project our vision for the future. Even when no clear picture of the future can be discerned in the past, we can use our stories and values to explain how we and an organization, even a nation, has arrived at a critical need for change, and why the sometimes painful steps that follow are necessary in a larger process of change and adaptation. We need to think like historians. The reality is that we are all historians when it comes to making decisions, the ability to identify opportunities or problems in the present, and to frame aspirations for the future inevitably grows out of our personal experience, augmented by our broader societal knowledge of what has come before. How can we know where we're going if we don't know where we've been? That's my simple point. To be a good historian demands treating facts with intellectual integrity and viewing them with an open mind and a willingness to be surprised, not just listening to social media. History also implies us to think about the long term, for a well-developed long-term perspective may be the only antidote to the current pressures. In other words, let's deal with the now and remember there's always light at the end of the tunnel." An old saying frequently attributed to Mark Twain is, "History does not repeat itself, but it often rhymes." That is why we also search for useful analogues in history, for it is in the rhyming, the patterns, we can find perspective in our challenges and the answers to our questions in order to move on to progress. And I'm saying to you, you too have a rhythm or a rhyme in your story, and it is created by your values which drive your behavior. Use it to create a story that chimes with you, your employees and clients and stakeholders. Here are my three action points to creating a culture where stories and values connect. One, create a consciousness in the business, a willingness to look back at events and allow individuals to voice their nostalgic emotions. Allow them to reminisce about their feelings, good and bad. Two, use these feelings and emotions to build trust with one another, building a sense of freedom, happiness, and cohesion. In time, they will shape the values of the business. And three, be vulnerable. Get out there with your teams and show your emotions. You should be doing this online now too, and I can help you with that. Talk to your people about your emotions and feelings of sadness and happiness, about the business's past and present experiences, the challenges that we face. Use this to boost well-being in the team and galvanize tolerance for the change and a sense of meaningfulness in life and for the future success of the business. The past and the present is kind of like a screen upon which we project our vision for the future. Let's create the future we want today.
And for more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk.